Aaron Sanchez joins Stephen Brent and myself on the Jeff Blair Show. Aaron, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on.
I know you've been asked how difficult this season has been for you, but does it get any more difficult as the season wears down? You know, does it become even harder for you as the season wears down?
I think it was a little harder when I was trying to come back, and then there was a little bit of a setback, and then I'm trying to come back, and there's a little bit of a setback. And so now, and I guess a little bit too, just, you know, going out there and watching people kind of fill in for me. That was the hardest part for me, knowing that I'm there, but I'm not able to compete. But as the season goes on, like I've said time and time again, this is one of those things that I can really control. It comes and goes, and it's just one of those battles that I'm just going to have to fight with. So I try to keep it simple. I don't try to get too upset over something that's kind of out of my control. So I think it's more hard for me to watch somebody go out there and pitch for me on a day where I'm supposed to be out there.
Aaron, I know we're not just talking about obviously the blister issue that plagued your season, but you know, now it's something else. What the transition there, when did you start to understand that it was that something else was, you know, that the blister issue had set off something else in terms of the ligament in your finger?
I think when I had this problem with my ligament, I think it was something that comes from use, right? So I probably could have aggravated it a long time before I actually felt it. I didn't start feeling the other part of the injury until maybe like early July. But I was just so exhausted with answering questions about my finger that I just kind of always kept it in one area. I didn't really kind of bring it up. I didn't want the other questions. So it was for a while. I would say probably at the beginning of July, but it was something that it kind of went in spurts. It came and went. It felt good. It felt bad. And then it got to a point where I had to just kind of shut it down and not throw for a while. And then when I threw again, it was still the same type of hurting in the same area. And that's when I knew there was a problem. So it's frustrating, but like I said, there's nothing that I can do in this situation. So just chop this one up and get ready to go for 2018.
Now, Aaron, I know that Mike Shipley, your father, who was a highly drafted pitcher, his career ended when he had a shoulder, when he suffered a shoulder injury. Have you been able to sort of lean on him a little bit in his experience in sort of battling through that or sort of trying to figure out how to handle that? Have you been able to lean on him a little bit for advice?
Yeah, me and my dad probably don't want to look at any more fingers the rest of my career. The research that we've done on on this injury or this little funk, whatever you want to call it, has been crazy. For me, he's been the best, someone that I can lean on in terms of just kind of venting. He understands where I'm coming from. I hear him out. He hears me out. So he's probably been the best for me in this situation, which is something that for me is huge.
Now, you're not the only pitcher that's had blister issues this year. And again, I know historically pitchers have had this problem, but
right.
A lot of guys talking about the baseball. There's other guys on your own team. Brett Anderson's had an issue. Stroman had an issue. I know you've talked a little bit about the baseball, but, you know, as you say, you've done a bunch of research. I'm sure you've talked to every pitcher that's ever had blister problems.
Right.
But how much of this do you think comes down to the fact that the baseball may be different this year?
It's eye-popping to see players and pitchers that have never had this issue before all of a sudden come out and have issues. You see how many home runs we're hitting a month. I think that's pretty crazy. No knock to the hitters or that side of the game, but who knows? I just hope that if this is the case, MLB does something about it. Like I said, I didn't really want to blame the balls. I've had this kind of issue. I've had this issue in previous years, so I thought I was kind of the outlier in terms of having the blisters. But when guy after guy that hasn't ever had this issue comes out and now has this issue, it makes you wonder. So I just hope if that's the case, you know, it's not to be taken lightly, and I hopefully just figure it out, because if anybody goes through something that I went through this year, it's not fun.
Have you figured out yet, Aaron, how your off season routine is going to be affected by this? I mean, what are we looking at right now? I know you mentioned you would probably start pitching. I think it was the first week in December, sort of start ramping up like you normally would. Maybe it was a little later in December. I apologize if I have the date wrong. But in terms of monitoring the situation, have you been able to come up with a plan yet? Either, you know, in talking to the Jays people or talking to Scott Boris, who I'm sure has probably got some thoughts of his own in this.
Yeah, I think, you know, talking to the doctors and to the medical staff that I have, a lot of it's just rest. So, you know, for me to try to stay away from gripping stuff or extensively doing those things that and make my hand squeeze, that's what we'll kind of stay away from. Everybody says, every doctor that I talk to says it's just time. So rest is kind of the key in all this. They said they dealt with something like this quite a few times before. And once the rest, the amount of rest that they said is given when the player came back or the athlete came back, they really didn't have a problem. So as far as my offseason goes, I don't think that this is going to be an issue for me. Obviously, I haven't thrown in for some time now. I plan on not throwing until, like you said, in the beginning of December. And I'll probably start a little bit earlier than I do in terms of when I usually come back, just to make sure that this thing is fully gone. There isn't a little less bit of irritation going on in there. So hopefully when this thing's done, we can turn the page on this and get ready for a healthy 2018.
You know, Aaron, because of the kind of stops and starts this year, the encouraging signs and then the setbacks.
Mm-hmm.
What's it going to take for you to get past this, you know, past the point where you're waiting for this to happen again?
Honestly, I think it's a science, and no one really knows what to do. Blisters are so hard to manage. It's not like an injury where in a tear you can feel it coming and kind of step back a little bit. These come on one pitch. These can come, you know, never. So I think it's just about monitoring the nail, monitoring the skin. I've reached out to dermatologists. I've reached out to nail experts. I've reached out to hand guys. So that's kind of my homework to do this offseason before I get to next year. And hopefully we come up with a plan in terms of, you know, what the nail should look like, how the skin should be, and so on and so forth. So if I can get that, hopefully that'll be the answer. If not, it's just one of those things where you just got to maintain it.
Aaron, you're a pretty competitive guy. How hard has it been for you to not lash out at people here? You know, whether it's the medical staff or the high performance staff or other doctors, you know, people have looked at your finger, they looked at your hand, they're telling you this, they're telling you that, they're suggesting this, you're suggesting that. How hard has it been for you not to say, just, you know, somebody shut up or come up with an idea?
I think that's been one of the most difficult things. You know, everybody has a solution. Even doctors that specialize in this have their own opinion. So every athlete in the sense of how their body works is different. So it's just a matter of kind of finding that match. I'm not going to let this little injury bug stop me from what I come to do in this game. So it's just about trying to find that good match, finding what works, finding what doesn't work. It's tough when you don't get to go out there and throw and compete like I want to. But like I said, I'm not gonna let this shake me, because I'll drive myself crazy over something like this if I do let it affect me.
You know, I know it's something you wouldn't even want to consider, Aaron, but has anybody during the course of this suggested that it would be easier to manage this issue doing something other than starting, you know, working in some kind of a bullpen role?
No, I don't think so. I mean, last year I threw 200 innings and I kind of had the same deal. So if you look at what's gone on in the past year, I mean, this is only a year ago where that happened. So for me, I don't think I don't want to go that route. If someone kind of suggested that, I'd maybe put it into consideration. But I've started my whole minor league career. I started last year. I kind of forced myself into the starting role in terms of, you know, when I came up to the big leagues, it was out of the pen. So in my mind, I want to start. I mean, if it gets to a point where the longevity of me staying out there and keeping that finger under some things for 100 pitches, I guess you can say, and it has to be cut down to 20, I would do it. But there hasn't been anything in my mind, or I don't think in anybody else's mind, to even make that move as of yet.
Aaron, listen, we really appreciate you joining us. As I said, I know it's been a frustrating year for you. You've been really good with us with this show and with Steven and myself personally, man. So I really appreciate it. And we look forward, you know, we look forward to seeing you in spring training.
Yeah.
Going out there throwing five, six, seven innings.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Well, thanks for having me on, guys.